Hi friends, this is your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I'm doing a little section. Like, this is going to be an entertainment nightlife podcast. And I am doing a podcast about live at the point. So this place has different kind of entertainment. You could get food, you can do arcade games, you can have fun and party at some of the clubs and nightlife that they have there. Overall, very fun. This is an international drive. I feel like this is a great place for a girls' night out, date night, birthday, etc., etc. So I went for the first time the day I went, which you heard in a podcast, the day after I went to see DJ Pauly D at Universal. So back in March, and I had fun with my friends. So they have different levels, by the way. They also have their own parking, which you have to park at. You don't have to actually park there, but they have their own parking garage as well, and where you can park. The parking price was very cheap. Very, very, very cheap. I have never parked at a place that was this cheap. Maybe it's because of how long I was there. I wasn't there tremendously long. But it was $8.45 for me that night. Maybe it was because I was there from, like I said, the concert for DJ Pauly D, if I'm saying this right, hopefully, it was from 9 to 10. So when I got there, so 11 to like 2, I think, maybe 11 to 1. I don't remember when we got out, but it wasn't that much money. It might be more depending how long you get there, but it wasn't that expensive for how long I was there for. Like I said, they have many different restaurants, so like if depending on your taste and everything like that, you have choices. They have an arcade, like I'm trying to remember the name of this place. So like I said, I'm from up north, so we have a place in Pittsburgh, and more particularly in Cranberry, if you're gonna be Pacific, named Fun for All. And Fun for All is a place where you can eat food, play video games, foosball, any arcade kind of stuff. It came in my head, I'm like, but I had to be more Pacific. And you just have fun. They also have go-go cards. You can like race your friends. Like, it's a good place to have fun with friends, no matter how old you are. So they have something like this as well in Live at the Point. But unfortunately, if you want to go to AKA Live at Point Orlando's Fun for All, it closes at 11 p.m. So you have to be there before 11 p.m. to do any of the arcade games and stuff like that. But it's really fun. Again, like I said, very good date night, birthday party for any age, fun family night, girl night out. Very great night to place to go. And they have two, for if we're gonna go nightlife, party's here. If we're gonna talk about Nicole, aka Snooki, there are two of them. There is the Sharks Bar, which that has more of what you'll hear on the radio. All the tunes there is would be on the radio. It's not that huge of a space, but you'll hear things that play on the radio. I remember going there with a friend, and like some of the stuff I knew, and some of the stuff I did not know, and then I felt old. But yeah, they have a lot of top 40 songs there. So if you know everything that's in the top 40, and you still listen to the radio on a daily basis, you'll know all the hits. They do have some throwbacks too. But for me, I had fun. Will I go to Sharks Bar again? Yes, they had good drinks there as well. But for me, I more would go to this bar instead, because I had way more fun at this one. And this is the Cowboy Bar, or the Country Bar. But they didn't only play country music. I heard Ed Sheeran play in there. So it's a mix and match. I think it's more predominantly country music, because I will say that's a fact, because the majority of the music I heard in there was country, but they did have songs that were pop, rock, and other things as well. It was more fun, the Country Bar, and more lively. This one had a line. That's how popular it was. Drinks were good. If you want to ride a mechanical bull, that's your mechanical bull there. There is a club in Pittsburgh named, I don't want to mess this up. Starts with an M. I'm getting it on the tip of my tongue. Give me 1 second. Anyway, all I can see is Tequila Cowboy, but I'm thinking of Manhattan's. But anyway, so it, like I was saying, pretty much it's a country club, but fantastic in general. By the way, there's a line to get into the Cowboy Club, aka PBR's Cowboy Club. PBR Cowboy Bar, if you want to be specific, but I just call it Cowboy Bar. There's also a line to ride the bull. I was like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna ride a bull for the first time, because I'm just vibing with music, having fun. I usually don't like get out. I occasionally it's within House of Blues. Sometimes I will go on the stage, but sometimes I just like being in my section, because you have to find your friends or find where you were. It's like it's a whole big old ordeal, so I usually do not, even though like me as an extrovert, I'm like, yeah, I'll do that, but like then you have to, like if you go by yourself, you're like, oh, I have to find where I was. If you're going with friends, you have to find where your friends are. It's like a whole ordeal, right? So the line for the bull, I don't know where it started, I don't know where it ended. It looked like it was a long line. In general, it was a long line. I feel like, because like I said, we got there around 10:30, because again, International Drive is very, very close to Universal Studios. We got there around 10:30, and in there specifically, because again, like I said, We went to the Sharks Bar first. We got there at 11. Waited in line. Got in. And I guess when it was there, it was like 11:30 midnight. Things usually close at 2. And how long the line was for the bowl was very long. By the time that like I would have gotten up there, they probably were closed. So I'm like, next time I'll do it. But yeah, so it's very popular. I would say go to Cowboy Bar for a girls' night out. Night out by yourself. Date night. Bachelorette party. You know, when you want to have a blast. This is a place like I would bring my girlfriends to like have fun too. Because I saw it on social media. I was like, ooh, I want to check this place out. So I checked it out, loved it, had a fun, fantastic time. What I saw was, I don't know what particular place in Live on the Point Orlando, but they do have concerts there. Again, this is me telling you what I saw on their social media. I don't know where in Point Orlando. I don't know if it's in, if it was in one of the bars, I would say it would probably be in the Cowboy Bar, but I don't know if it would be somewhere else specifically or outside. I don't know the particular placement for that, but that's fun. That sounds amazing. Like, there another place that you can go to a concert to. That's very fun, amazing thing. I don't know like the prices particular for the concert tickets, but they're probably going to be the typical concert price. The drinks, like I said, I had a drink both in the Sharks Bar and in the Cowboy Bar. They were great overall. Great drinks. Normal drink prices, not crazy. Like, if you listen to my Nahoran concert review, where I went to the amphitheater in Tampa and a drink cost me $30, which I was shocked about. Yeah, a drink should not be costing that much. But yeah, their normal drink price being like between like $10 to $18. I think that's the max that I saw a drink cost was, but was like 16 something. I'm also adding tip to it because you should tip your bartenders. So I would be like between like $10 and $18, the normal, you know, drink price. But overall, like, if you want to have fun, relax, play some like foosball or basketball if you're good at basketball, or Mario, any other, and all those other like mini games and stuff like that. Yeah, like, they have everything for you pretty much. If you want to have a nice day on town, like, you, like, literally, you get food and have a fun night. I feel like this would be great, like, if you're having a concert day. You literally go to one of the restaurants, eat something there, pregame, if you do that, go to the concert, or you know what you could do? If you know who the opening act is, or you're like, I'm okay with missing some of the concert, you could do this. You could go to a restaurant, go to one of the bars / clubs, then go to a concert. Or you know what? You can do everything at Live at Orlando. You can go to a restaurant, go to the, like, the fun for all, like, mini game, like, carnival game that I was telling you guys about, place. Then go to the club, like, dance for a few songs, drinks, da-da-da, and then go to a concert. Or just do the first three that I said, and then no concert, or do one of the two. You should get food at some point. But the restaurants are also close around 11, so the only thing that stays, like, until 2 o'clock in the morning are the bars. So you could actually literally do this. If you plan your time properly, you could go to the arcade, get food, go to the arcade, one or the other. And the arcade also has food, like, there, but, like, it's more like arcade, like, quick food stuff. Go to the concert, and like I said, it closes at 2, so you could go to the bar afterwards. So you could do everything at live at the Point Orlando if you go early enough. You can do everything for a day, because, like I said, like, the bars close at 2, so concerts usually end at max, they end at 11. So you can, like, get food, go to a restaurant, and if you are an arcade person, you can go to the arcade or get food at the arcade. Or if you're like, nah, I don't want the arcade food, you can get, like I said, you can plan a whole day or birthday or anything. But, like, this is a great, in my opinion, thing that was built in Orlando, another add-on to for the fun nightlife, entertainment, fun things to do at night addition to Orlando. So I'm very happy Orlando added Point to Orlando and added something more in Orlando that people can do. But this is all that I have for you guys today. I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a wonderful time. And one more thing I would like to add. If you are drinking, please also hydrate, have food. That's why I said multiple things that you can do. Make sure, do not drink and drive. Stay safe. If you are going by yourself, have a person in your life, you know, find my friend, like, send them your location, making sure that you're okay, send them that you got home safe. Be safe. People are crazy out there. Stay safe. Enjoy yourself. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.